Hi, my name is Sarah Barden.
I'm also here with Matt, my classmate from Olin College.
Hello.
And so we're on a five-person team this year. We're seniors at Olin College, and this is our senior capstone project. We're working with Microsoft, actually. They're our sponsor. And we're working on building something that will help people with blind and visual impairments. Last semester, we've been talking to lots of people, getting feedback, and we kind of decided on a project direction. And we just want to get some of your feedback, ask you guys things, get your advice and comments on what we have so far. Okay, so, and right now we're calling it VIA, V-I-A. And so it would be used at home on your desktop or laptop. And we hope that it would help people familiarize themselves with areas before going out and navigating them. In the app, you would, quote, walk through the app, similar to how you might be able to walk through street views on maps applications. But instead of viewing the images, you would hear the images described to you as you're walking through streets. For now, we're thinking this is more for outdoor navigation rather than indoor. I'm gonna ask you guys some questions about how you navigate, what kinds of places you go, if you create mental maps, and then we'll walk through some of the other features of it. So if I could first ask everyone what types of transportation you all use, and what is your process from getting off that transportation, if it's Lyft, if it's walking, if it's a rideshare, and what's the process you guys take from getting off the transportation to getting to the door of where you're meant to go? So MBTA and walking. How do you get from an MBTA stop to maybe the door of where you're going to go?
Usually, if I'm lucky, I've been to the same room a number of times, so I just remember.
Okay, so you just remember it. Okay. What about new places everyone goes?
So are you also asking people with vision, with some vision?
Sure, absolutely.
MBTA, walking, the ride, Lyft, and how do I get, first of all, I remember things. It's visually that I get there. And if I'm near a place, I use things like Blind Square or, navigation apps.
When you remember things visually, are you looking at the ground? Are you looking for large buildings or other sorts of landmarks?
Yeah, large buildings, I would say. Color of the door, maybe, things that are near that place. I remember colors very well.
I would say also that I use different types of landmarks than Maria, such as if the rug changes, if there's tiles on the floor, feeling these differences with my cane. Mm-hmm. Also, the sidewalks are there. Sometimes, like, there's a pole, I remember where the pole is, or if mm-hmm. I'm gonna hit a post office box, I know that might be on the corner of a sidewalk, things like that.
Okay. What would be helpful for planning ahead when you are going to a new place or trying to walk somewhere or getting out of a lift and getting to the front? Yep.
Well, if I'm going to a new place, I'm going to meet a person. I always have their cell phone number with me. I can't find the entrance to the building, I'll call them from the sidewalk.
Other things that would be useful for planning ahead?
Knowing distance, how long it's going to take to get from point A to point B, and what kind of a route that it's going to be. Is it straight line? Is it bearing left or right? Or is it a hard left or right? How many streets do you have? How long do you have to go up?
So distance in length or time?
Kind of a combination.
I think the time it'll take is more important, like especially things like how many connections it'll be or something, for instance. More to me than if you say an absolute distance, because I don't walk at the same rate twice in a given, usually.
I guess any other comments to that question about what's useful for planning ahead?
Also, if the door to the building, is it at ground level? Do you have to go upstairs to get to the door? Is there a railing or a ramp before you get to the door? Trying to get some information about the environment before the door so that you can figure out if you're in the right place once you get there.
If the side of the street in which the building is located, so if it's the left or right side, so that when you're getting off the transportation, you'll know if you have to cross the street.
So which side of the streets are each of the businesses on and things like that. How do you, if you create mental maps of places you go, how do you do so? Or whether do you even create mental maps at all of familiar places, new places?
I'd call mine more like a flowchart than a map. It's more in terms of what do I do when I get to certain points.
Okay, so the directions kind of.
I usually refer to having a broken jigsaw puzzle for a map. Because places I know, I might have a clear mental picture of. But if I had to merge a couple of places and I didn't know the routes in between, that would be a little more difficult.
Okay. Could you give me an example of that? Say like work and home or home in another place, it's difficult to merge those or?
Well, if I had to go from here, for example, mm-hmm. to where I work,
yeah,
it would be a route that I haven't taken. So I could think about the routes I have taken and connect it that way, which may or may not be a longer way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, most people, if they'll look at a map or they'll, nowadays you can Google instructions, but I mean, you know, you might have a clearer picture, but if you haven't done it before, it takes a little longer to think about it.
I'm walking a path, I'm going to remember whether I turn left or right, and you have to be able to reverse that route in your head. That takes training and practice. There's no real obvious way to do that. But when I was a student at the Carroll Center more than 20 years ago, they taught us architecture. Buildings are put together in a certain way. Elevators always go straight up and down. So the elevator on the second floor is in the same place as it was on the first floor. And staircases are stacked, and bathrooms are stacked. And so if you go to a different floor in the same building, you already have some information about the layout of that floor. That also came with a whole lot of practice.
I can never remind anything if I walk with somebody, so I have to walk by myself to remember it. I have sometimes tried to record things on a recorder, so sound recorder.
Can you expand a little bit on what you record?
Do you record your directions?
Yeah,
or?
Okay. Record your directions at this place I'm walking left and forth.
Okay.
Can you hear the big opening just before you reach this room? There's a big opening on the right and on the left. That's different from the rest of the hallway. Do you guys hear that or notice that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that's actually like a little museum of ships, like toy ships.
The mental maps might be flawed. Like, for example, what you were just talking about. You know, we go with the information that we have, and hopefully it's accurate enough that we can navigate. But we don't always know just what it is that we're bouncing off.
Okay. If you're lost, how comfortable are you getting unlost in some location?
Well, it really depends where you are when you're lost.
Do you have a specific example in mind?
No, not really, but okay. I mean, it depends how, like if you're in a place where there's a lot of people around, or if you're in a place where there's nobody around, you figure out how many you can get yourself out of this situation.
Yeah, and in an area of a high level of risk or a low level of risk, and are you using a cane or are you not using a cane? You know, factors like that might tell you what your exit strategies are going to try, you know, what you're going to try to do. But if I'm comfortable in an environment, I don't mind asking people questions. Mm-hmm. I don't mind using my cane. If I'm in an area that I think is a high risk, I don't want to feel like a vulnerable type. So I may or may not be as obvious.
Okay, Maria?
Yeah, so I was much more afraid of getting lost before we had cell phones. Now there's a lot of things I can do, you know, other than asking people directly. If there's nobody around, I can, see where I am in terms of the things that I have marked, for instance, in Blind Square, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could call somebody, so.
When I get lessons on how to learn new routes, I intentionally have them teach me what to do if I make mistakes. And if they don't offer it, I ask for that. So you have to learn the recovery from mistakes as well as you have to learn how to do it correctly.
I think also Fred made a good point too. It depends what, how how high the risk of you getting hurt in a situation when you're lost. If it's a place where you think there might be like a set of stairs that are going to be coming up that are going down, or a subway platform, that's a different situation than if you're just lost on like a sidewalk or a street and you went 3 blocks to the left instead of 3 blocks to the right.
I was going to say, it's also whether I have time to get myself out of the unfamiliar situation, or if I'm in any hurry to get to something really important. That's when I'll kind of put the check on who's available that I'm maybe comfortable with soliciting assistance. But if I have a chance to get myself out of it, I might ask Siri where I am just to get a locational point and then begin to work my way to where I'm looking to go.
Does anyone use Ira in this instance? I know some people have used it.
Yeah, people do it.
The question was, has anyone used Ira in this instance? When you go to some place, you know, when you're just going to a place, is it more planned or more spontaneous? And in what instances are they more planned? When are they more spontaneous?
Like if I'm going to a new restaurant, for example, that's spontaneous.
And what is that experience like?
So, well, I usually take Lyft or Uber. So depending on where the driver, you know, how close they drop me off, I may ask the driver for, you know, how to get to the door, or ask somebody else how to get to the door. But if it's a new place, obviously I've never been there before, so, you know, I don't initially know the lay of the land because it's a brand new place.
Do you all have favorite navigation or planning apps? And are they easy to use or are they difficult to use? What's missing from those?
Google Maps, Blind Square.
And for Google Maps, Blind Square, and Lazarillo, are those each really hard to use, easy to use?
I think you have to use them often enough, then they are easy enough, I think. But I have heard many people complaining about the Blind Square user interface.
For example, moving the arrow keys to move forward, backwards, entering the tab, or the space bar to cycle through different types of information. What are your thoughts on, what is everyone's thoughts on using those different controls for the map, for walking through the map?
Well, I usually use like the space bar as
Sure, so the tab and space keys would be, we're not completely sure what they would do yet, but that would be to cycle through different types of information.
So at the highest level, the most general level, you would move between intersections and intersections and hear the intersection described. So what type of intersection it was, maybe how many roads and where they were. And then it would give you general things like businesses, MBTA stop names. So on the intersections, what would be most useful for you to know about an intersection, like the types of roads, where they are? How would you like to hear about the layout of the intersection?
I think, this is Maria, I think a clock face would probably be useful, because some intersections are at not 90 degree angle necessarily. So, you know, saying something like three-way or four-way intersection, you know, 9 o'clock, such and such street, 12 o'clock, you know, such and such 3 o'clock, you know, whatever. But I think I've seen, you know, apps that say just left and right, and I've seen apps that give clockwise. And if there had to be a choice, I think you can be a little bit more precise with the clockwise.
And then what about cardinal directions? Do you like north, east, west, south directions?
I think I'd rather like right or left, because north, east, you don't always know.
You don't always know that.
Right.
I think there should be a choice, because different people like different things, and that's usually what you can do on the already existing nav apps.
So if the application told you the direction you were facing when you were exploring around, that would be helpful, I think I heard.
Yeah, like which way you're traveling. Yeah, like traveling north on, you know, such and such road or moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
talking about the highest level of view, moving between intersections, what else would be useful to know about an intersection if you were walking, crossing it, or anything?
Whether it's a standard intersection or it's an offset intersection, if like two corners are not directly across from the other two corners.
A cross,
yeah.
So it's not like an X.
Obstacles that might be on the sidewalk at that intersection, like
a fire hydrant, yeah. Or a mailbox.
Street lights.
Obstacles that were just mentioned, like tree planters, bicycle racks, things like that, that are obstacles near the intersection.
And the walk lines.
The walk lines too, okay.
Also, speaking of what Fred said, if there are actually walk signals, like walk lights.
Oh, and on that note, it might be useful to know like if there's an accessible pedestrian signal there or not.
And if there's a crosswalk, where the crosswalk is, don't think necessarily of obstacles, think of them as landmarks.
So what landmarks would you like to know about?
You know, where the crosswalk is, maybe, you know, what's next to it, if there's a pole next to it, a light, you know, is there an audible signal? Or a light, a push button, lights, you know, things like that, even barrels, and things anything that may help us determine where we are near the crosswalk.
Well, I think like what John was saying, like trash barrels or sometimes like building edges might have like high cement walls or things that we would use as landmarks that are a little bit different than just standard if you were going to be touching it with your cane.
Yeah, if you can use them as landmarks, that's good, but if they become obstacles.
Okay, so people are talking about the difference between like landmarks that you can use your cane and are helpful, but versus things that are more obstacles.
If you know they're there, they're going to be more likely to be landmarks, but if you don't know they're there, they're going to be obstacles.
So we have the overview, which is the highest level, the one with the least detail, and then when we zoom in one level, we are thinking of having things like businesses' names, everything on the street, and more details about it. Like, for example, Domino's is on this street, it's on Charles Street, and it is, like, its location relative to where you are. So it's two blocks away at, or one block away, or it's right near you at 3 o'clock. So would it be helpful to know, like, for example, all of the businesses on a street, just the ones around you? What types of things would you want to hear about? How many at a time would you want to hear about?
I'm also wondering if that should be an option, like if there would be a way to ask for, because if somebody's traveling, they want to go from points A, B, C, D, but if they stop somewhere and they want to know if they're on the street, then they want to call that information up.
Okay, so the comment there was making it more optional and having a certain radius that you can set it to so you don't get too much information.
An alert-based system where you want coffee, you need coffee, and you don't know when it's coming up. But then it tells you, wow, you were looking for coffee, now here's coffee at 10 o'clock, 9:30.
Mm-hmm. And you want to know, like, is it going to be within, you know, a mile of where you are, or is this going to be
really
right
close.
In front of you? And are you going to have to take a left and cross three streets to get to it, or is there another place that's straight ahead of you?
If you take a left and cross three streets, chances are pretty good when you come out from getting that coffee, you're going to be lost.
We were thinking that this app would be more, you use it at your computer at home, maybe to look for coffee shops before you're going somewhere and learn their locations. So would that be helpful to know ahead of time?
It would be helpful to know, like, in front of this store, is the door, does it open outward or does it open inward? Is there, like, in front of the door, like, is there a rug? Does the door, like, is it right on the street level or is it set aside from the street level?
Because I think one of the, you know, with, like, GPS, existing GPS, it's like they get you there within, say, like 30 feet, so you're, you know, on the right block, but it's hard to then actually find which door that is. So, you know, some kind of additional information of, you know, third door from this block, or this, there's a, some unique thing that you're going to come to before you come to this door. You have a better sense of where actually it is.
Knowing ahead of time that something is a block away may be helpful, but I'm not likely to look at an app to know ahead of time, because if I'm too far away, for me, that information is probably not helpful because, you know, depending on how good the GPS signal is of going around you, that app may look differently as you get closer to where the thing is. But I'd like to go back to something that someone else said earlier. When you're talking about what things would be helpful in crosswalks, it would be helpful to know if you're looking for an audible signal, if it wraps around the corner, or if it's going to be more in line with the path of the crosswalk itself. And I'll give you an example. We have one where we live where you cross is literally around the corner from where you have to go to push the audible signal. So if you don't know that and you line yourself up in the crosswalk and then you go around the corner because you suddenly realize maybe it's around the corner, by the time you've pressed the signal, you've lost your chance to even cross.
Can anyone think of a scenario where it would be useful for you to know where something was ahead of time or find a new place ahead of time?
If I go to a hotel and if I go outside the hotel, I can ask people, you know, more or less what's around me, but it's kind of nice to know in general terms what kind of stores or buildings or facilities are close to the hotel. In instance, we were down in Washington at a hotel that we hadn't been before, and it was, you know, I guess it was blind square just to simulate what it was like to be there. And then I could tell that there was a CVS a certain distance away and from, you know, which direction. And that's what it kind of helped give us a general idea of what was around that location.
Other thoughts about pre-planning scenarios?
I was thinking about if you were going to a job interview or a college interview or something like that, and you need to be there at a specific time, knowing what's around you is going to help you be there and approximate your time and just know exactly what's close, what your landmarks are. We talk about different types of doors, but I know like revolving doors, that's helpful to know for me when I'm getting ready to enter because it's a process that's a little different than going through a regular street door.
Okay.
I think, though, that's also helpful, too, Ron, to, like, also sliding glass doors to make sure you're at the right place. Like, if someone tells you there's a revolving door, you know, then you're like, okay, I'm at the right building. I made it as a revolving door. I must be at the right place.
Is it helpful to know which direction street traffic is going, or if there's heavy or light traffic, or if it has street parking, for example, or is that something you can already tell, or do you want to know that ahead of time?
No, I don't think that's something we need to know. I mean, we can tell when we get there whether it's busy,
right,
whether the traffic is busy or not.
Right, because you can hear it. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe if anything, just the number of lanes or something, so that we have a sense of, okay, this is a 4-lane. Obviously, it's going to be much wider. Okay. You know, the cross.
Stairs is something that I think for the obstacles. Or my question is, why would you do this on the laptop and not for cell phones? Mm-hmm. Because right now, I can look around, you know, using Blind Square, simulating a place where I want to go and see what's around me a lot. If I could use your app on the cell phone, I would probably use it much more than on the computer. And if I use it on the computer, I would need to have something to transfer my information somehow to the phone.
Would you rather use it in the moment or pre-planning?
Pre-planning and in the moment, but when I do pre-planning, I don't always have my computer with me. You know, I do so much on the cell phone these days, and many of us do, but I don't know how other people feel about this. So
I think it's a good idea to be able to, if you are keeping it I think it's a good idea too with the phone, but if you would have it on the computer, I think it's definitely a good idea to be able to somehow send it on your phone, or I don't know, email or message, or somehow to be able to have it with you, because maybe you want to review some of that info as you're, say, I don't know, if you're in the travel scenario and you don't have your computer with you when you're at the hotel and you want to remind yourself of some of that greater detail that, you know, the app provides. So I think it would be helpful to, you know, be able to have it on multiple devices in some way.
Okay, so connecting multiple devices. Sure.
If you are going to go with the computer route, and you want to go full bore, figure out a way to make either a tactile map of some sort.
So you took all this data from us. Are you going to follow up and let Frank know mm-hmm. what the next steps are, or what are your next steps?
Yeah, so we've been working on this project since September, and we're going to finish in May because we'll be done with the school year. And throughout this semester, we're actually going to start implementing this and creating a fully like functional working app, or you know, whatever it's going to be. And we'll definitely follow up with Frank and update the progress. And if you guys would like, we can come to another meeting and update you.
We'd love it. Yeah, okay. We'd actually love it.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.